好，我们请大家打开《使徒行传》第八章。
Please turn your Bible to Acts chapter 8.
Yeah, 使徒行传第八章。
Acts chapter 8.
Yeah. 你发现初期教会开始的时候啊。
You find that in the early days of the church,
圣灵大大的工作啊。
That the working of the Spirit.
很多人相信耶稣基督。
A lot of people believe in Jesus Christ.
1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000，越来越多。
There's thousands, thousands of them.
所以在第六章告诉我们，
In chapter 6 of Acts,
他们就开始教会有组织了。
They started organizing the church.
也太多人了。
There's too many people.
吃饭都要轮流了。
And just to have their meal, they have to take turns.
而且不单单是有外邦人，也有犹太人在里面。
There are also the Gentiles and the Jews.
如果处理得不好的话，就以为是歧视他们了。
If there's something wrong, then it would be quite a problem.
所以他们选了几个非常有能力的人来做事情。
So they selected a few able persons to lead the church.
做教会里面的同工之事。
They are the deacons and the co-workers in the church.
他们条件是什么呢
？What are their conditions?
第一点很重要，放在第一的，名声要好。
The number one qualification is that they have a good reputation.
啊，名声要好，摆在第一，看到吗？
They need to have a good name.
第二要圣灵充满。
And they must have the spirit with them.
第三要有智慧充足。
And they must be wise.
哇，这条件看起来不容易，也看起来很简单，对不对？
These are not easy to match.
好的名声
，good reputation，
圣灵充满
，filled with the spirit of God。
还有呢，要有聪明，要有智慧
，and also filled with wisdom。
如果我们摆在圣灵充满第一，对不对？那才是智慧，那才是好名声，对不对
？So we should have really place the full of spirit as the number one qualification.
结果呢？选到一个人叫腓力出来了。
So finally, they selected a person by the name of Philip.
这个人是被上帝所使用的人。
So this is the person that God will use.
我们知道一个人蒙恩得救啊。
Philip was saved.
都有不同的遭遇，不同的意见，对不对？
They encountered different ways.
有时候想不到救恩就临到我们身上，对不对？
It's not.Sometimes we just the spirit just came to us.
你想想看，以色列人要进迦南地的时候，有一个人老远听到个消息。
Remember that when the Jews entered Canaan, they heard the news.
这是一个姐妹，一个女士拉赫，她听到有以色列人要说呀，要带兵攻打耶利哥的时候啊。
So there was woman by the name of Laha who heard that the Jews were trying to attack Jericho.
她心已经软化了。
And she changed her heart. Her heart melted.
她听到这位神啊，是奇妙的神。
She heard that this God was a remarkable God.
所以她心里面真的想认识这位神。
So she really wanted to know this God.
那也想不到是约书亚所派的探子也跑到他家里面去了。
And the scouts that Jericho, Joshua sent, went to see her.
你看，这么的巧合，拉赫就表示他愿意相信上帝了。
So it was quite remarkable that we witnessed that Laha wanted to know God.
那么是不是很奇妙，对不对
？This is quite remarkable.
所以你看，每个人相信耶稣基督都是很奇妙的事情，对不对？
So we see that everybody when how people come to God, the way that people come to God are quite remarkable.
你看约翰福音第四章告诉我们。
John chapter 4 tells us.
那个圣玛利亚去打水的时候啊。
When Mary was
Samaritan.
With a Samaritan.
她去井水拿水的时候。
Went to fetch water.
她怎么遇到耶稣基督呢？
How did he meet Jesus?
其实耶稣老早就等在那边，看到吗
？Because Jesus was waiting for him.
要救他。
Because Jesus wants to.
他生活暗淡。
Jesus wanted to save her.
没有平安。
Because he didn't have peace in her heart.
没有盼望。
She didn't have hope.
所以耶稣要救她，看到吗？
So God wanted to save her.
救恩临到她的身上。
And the blessings was bestowed.
耶稣知道她内心的需要。
Jesus knows what she needs.
知道心灵不满足。
She knows that her, she has longing.
结果呢？她相信了耶稣基督。
So finally, she believed in Christ.
太奇妙，看到。
This is quite remarkable.
再讲一个人，格拉森，马可福音第五章告诉我们说。
Also in Mark chapter 5,
有一个人
there was a man,
极其痛苦、
he was suffering.
他不是住在家里面的。
He did not live in a house.
你想他住在什么地方？
Where do you think he lived?
住在坟茔里面。
He lived in a tent. A camp. A cemetery.
住在坟茔里面，对的。
Yeah.
这不正常啊，对的。
So you would think he's not normal.
没有人家认识他。
Nobody knew her.
没有人家了解他。
Nobody understood him.
但耶稣要过海坐船要去救他，看到吗？
But Jesus crossed the sea to save him.
啊，想不到。
This is quite something.
这个人就清醒过来，认识了耶稣基督。
And this man accepted Christ.
是不是要跟随耶稣基督？
And he followed Christ.
所以我常常想啊，神啊，感谢你，对不对？
So I would say, I would pray that thank God.
神的救恩太奇妙啊
！Your grace is quite remarkable.
临到你的身上啊
！So that can be bestowed on us.
你不感觉到奇妙吗
？Don't you think it's wonderful?
还是你不当回事啊
？Or would you feel, or are you nonchalant?
太奇妙
！It is remarkable.
好，我们先介绍这个人了。腓力是谁呢
？Who is Philip？
The
person we're going to talk about.
他是初期教会的一个同工，一个执事。
So he is a deacon of the early church.
一个普通的弟兄。
He is a normal person.
你知道他一个衔头什么衔头啊？一个 title 什么 title 的吗？
title 是什么？
他
是 what is that? Is title?
那 title 传福音的腓力，看到吗
？He is named the Philip who brings the gospel.
呀、yeah, ，对，传福音的腓力啊，这名头，这个衔头很好啊，知道吗？啊、
so、，this quite a good, quite a remarkable title.
传福音的放下你的名字，太好，对不对？啊、
so、，Philip,、yeah. the person who brings the gospel.
你知道圣经里面常常出现这样字眼的、
啊。We see that in Bible there are so many cases like.
耶稣基督的使徒谁？保罗，看到吗？
So we see that the title of Paul is disciples of Jesus.
以利沙的仆人基哈西，看到吗？
The servant of
Elisha.
Elisha.
基哈西。所以你看到吗？这个衔头摆在那边很重要。你是谁？
So the title is quite important.
耶稣基督的精兵，看到吗？所以不要忽略你的 title 啊。
So do not look down on your title.
所以这个人叫做传福音的腓力、啊、
So Philip is called Philip who brings the gospel.
他有四个女儿。
He had four children.
他没有抱男孩子啊，四个女儿。
He had four daughters.
而且都是先知，你知道吗？都是先知。
They are all prophets.
太厉害了啊！爸爸是传福音的。
So the father is ais a missionary.
Yeah, 女儿是先知啊。
And the daughters are prophets.
有时候我想，一个家庭成功有因素在里面。
So I think that when for a family to be successful, there are several factors.
按照科学的角度来讲啊。
From a scientific viewpoint.
一个做父亲的人啊。
As a father.
都是教导儿女规矩方面的。
He should teach how the children.How his children should behave.
啊，然后呢，妈妈在哪方面教导呢
？And how does how would the mother teach?
教导孩子们在习惯方面啊。
So how the mother should teach the behavior of children.
啊，所以你看见不同妈妈教导习惯，爸爸教导规矩啊。
So the father would should teach the children. Rules and the mother should teach children how to behave.
所以你带你孩子七八岁、十多岁的时候，遇到一个长辈啊。
So the if you bring the kids, the daughters, to meet the elders.
哦，这爸爸告诉他说，快叫叔叔，快叫伯伯，快叫爷爷，规矩，对不对
？So in Chinese, they always say, "Please address uncle, your uncles or your aunties."
所以，腓力也是一个成功的父亲。
So Philip was a successful father.
当然，今天不是父亲节啊。
But today is not Father's Day.
好，我们讲，我们看见什么事情呢？圣经第八章四节告诉我们了、啊，教会受到空前的逼迫。
Okay, chapter.
Acts 1.
Acts chapter 8 tells us about the persecution.
那第一节告诉我们教会受到逼迫啊。
On the first chapter 1 tells us that the church was under persecution.
逼迫一来，第四节告诉我们了。
Chapter verse 4 tells us.
这人就分散，看到教会一受到逼迫，人就到处走了。
The people were scattered.
然后呢？然后我们看见了，他们一面走一面传福音。
But as they scattered, they preached the gospel along the way.
结果第八节告诉我们了。
And on verse 8 we see.
撒玛利亚人很多，在撒玛利亚有很大的欢喜。有大的福星，很多人相信耶稣。
There was quite a great joy in the city of Samaria because the city believed in Christ.
哇，大家欢喜快乐，看到吗？啊
，All the people there were filled with great joy.
教会一受逼迫，一福星，嗯。
Although the church was persecuted.
再看二十六节。
Let's drop down to verse 26.
这时候，有主的使者就对腓力讲了。
The angel came and talked to Philip.
你要到某个地方向某一个人传福音。
The angel told Philip to go someplace to preach the gospel of God.
啊，这很不容易的事情，能看到吗
？This is not an easy task.
腓力很多理由可以直接说：“主啊，这里大复兴，需要更多的人。我为什么要到一个旷野的地方向一个人讲耶稣基督呢？”
So Philip could have responded by saying that we need to spread the gospel even more in Samaria. Why should I go to a far away place?
很多人都不会舍得，对不对？啊。
So people will not understand this.
离开这么热闹的地方，到个旷野的路上，只单单向一个人解释耶稣基督的事情。
It is hard to understand why one should go from a big city. To a remote place to preach to only one person.
腓力顺服
But Philip followed.
他就去了
He left for that place.
带来很好的成果，对不对？啊。
But and he had remarkable result.
所以弟兄姐妹们，你们不要怕向一个人传福音啊。
So don't be afraid to preach to only one person.
即使十个人当中有一个人相信耶稣，就有很好的影响力了。
If there was one person out of ten who believed in Christ, that is a great result.
你看，耶稣基督给我们很好的提醒啊。
And so the angel reminded Philip.
耶稣基督给我们非常好的提醒。
Jesus reminds us.
他可以面对五千人，甚至超过五千人，对不对？啊。
So he can preach to 5,000 people.
但是他也可以面对一个人，一个人。来讲上帝的事情。
But he can also preach to a single person about God.
你看到吗？真的，有时候你先跟人撒种，以后就收成，你看他欢喜快乐。
So wherever you sow, you shall reap.
所以不要轻看向一个人传福音。
So let us not forget that the power of preaching to one person.
你听过斯布珍的故事吗？斯布珍，斯布珍一个很出名的布道家。
Have you heard about Spurgeon?
Yes, Spurgeon. 对，他是个很出名的布道家。
He's a famous missionary.
他讲道啊，这是成千成万人来听他讲道。
When he preached, there are thousands of people who would come to hear him.
他开始传道的时候，真的，啊，有一天他打开礼拜堂的门，没有一个人。
But when he started. He didn't have a single person come to his church.
但是，他还是讲，即使没有 会众他还是讲。
Although there's nobody in the pew, he continued to preach.
我们他讲给谁听呢？
Whom was he preaching to?
但是讲完之后，忽然梁上掉下个人，这个人掉下来。
Then after his sermon, somebody dropped down from the ceiling.
原来那个人想要来偷东西，后来听是不是讲到，他也相信耶稣基督。
That man was trying to steal something from the church, but then he heard the gospel.
所以你看，说太奇妙，太奇妙，对不对
？So this is quite remarkable.
所以不要轻看像一个人，对不对啊
？So let's not forget to preach to any person.
跟你分享，对不对
？Let's share with him the gospel.
即使一个人也带来很大的果效。
Even one person can bring a very remarkable result.
啊，再来看第二个人。
Let's look at the second person.
就是腓力所传的对象，这个人是谁呢？
Who is this person who received the gospel from Philip?
他是埃提阿伯的太监。
He was a eunuch from Ethiopia.
他的背景是怎么样呢
？What is his background?
他有权柄，有势力。
He has power. He has influence.
啊，有可能很有学问，对不对？啊。
And he probably was also a very learned person.
因为他在国家是管理钱财的，对不对
？He was in charge of a treasury.
担了一个很重要的位置。
It was an important position.
圣经讲他从埃提阿伯非洲到耶路撒冷做件事情，寻求真神。
He came all the way from Ethiopia up to Jerusalem to learn about God.
做了2000公里坐马车，上次我们讲的博士啊是骑马，他坐马车好一点了、啊，舒服点。
He was on his chariot for about 2,000 kilometers.
他对真理寻求渴慕的心。
He yearned for the truth in God's word.
如果你看地图啊，非洲在这里一条线上到耶路撒冷，看到2000公里啊。
So if you look at the map, you can see the distance between Ethiopia and Jerusalem.
结果呢？他去耶路撒冷去做礼拜，看到吗？
came to Jerusalem. He went to Jerusalem to worship the Lord.
他有渴慕的心，有追求真理的心。
He has a yearning heart to learn the truth about God.
这说明什么呢
？What does this tell you?
一个人能在世上有权势、有地位，很多东西都不能满足他的哦，对不对
？That a person with great wealth and great knowledge and also great power.Could not be satisfied.
So Jesus 讲的对人祸就不是单靠食物。
So that's why Jesus reminded us that we don't live by bread alone.
那物质未必能够满足人的心，对不对
？Because material things cannot satisfy your heart completely.
耶稣跟那撒玛利亚妇人讲道的，你记得吗？
So do you remember what Jesus told the woman, the Samaritan woman?
井水跟活水很大的分别在哪里
？That the water in the well is different from the water of life.
啊，你喝了井水还要再喝。
After you drink the water from the well, you still have to drink.
但是你喝了那个活水，你永远不再渴。
But if you drink the water of life, you shall never thirst again.
所以那个妇人说：“主啊，求你把那个活水给我，看到吗
？”So the woman asked Jesus to give him the water of life.
就永远不必在那边打井水了。
So she will never have to draw water from the well again.
我也不需要面对那些人的眼光。
And she will never have to face the people who look down on her by the well.
结果这妇人就相信了耶稣，就说。他就是活水，对吧
？And she accepted Christ as a living water.
所以今天你看见，即使人拥有所有的一切，我告诉你，你喝的是井水，还是要喝，永远不会满足的。
So I ask you, do you want to drink the well, the water well, or the water of life?
这是事实，对不对啊？好，我讲一个买地的故事哈。
Let me tell you a story.
在古时候，你去买地的时候啊。
In the old days, when you buy a property,
如果你要到个地方，你要买地，对不对啊
？You will go to a place to.
这个地主告诉他说
，The owner of the property.
从早上开始。
Told him, from early morning.
这个地很大啊，你走到什么地方，什么地方就是你的啦。
So the owner told the buyer, say, you start in the morning and wherever.You ended up with that's all yours.
哇，这个人很喜欢那里，天上掉下的馅饼，我要跑多远，跑多大，都是我的了，对不对啊
？So the buyer was quite happy that he had this offer.
但是有个条件，前提是。
But there was one condition.
在太阳下山之前，你一定要回来到原来 我跟你在站在的位置。
Before the sunset, you have to be back where you started.
这个买主说没有问题。
So the buyer said, no problem.
我肯定会太阳平息之前回到你的面前。
I will be back by before sunset.
结果这个人就开始哇，山啊地啊，这么啊这么漂亮，对不对？
So he started moving forward, and he saw the beautiful land.
有这个卖主说，这地主说，你脚踏脚掌所踏之地都是你的。
Because the seller told him, whatever you set foot on, it will be yours.
还是走吧走啊，中午到了，对不对？
So when then it was noontime.
他觉得不要浪费时间，再走啊走，到三点钟到了，对不对？
And he kept going until like 3 o'clock.
你走多少就是他了，对不对？啊。
Yeah, because he knew the more he could.Set foot on the more.
他看这个地，他越看越喜欢，越来越走，对不对
？So he see, he saw more and more properties that he liked. So he kept going.
那时候太阳快要下山。
And the sun was started to set.
已经走了相当的路程了。
So he had traveled quite a distance.
也跑了相当多的地方。
He went through a lot of places.
但是有个条件，你忘记了吗？太阳平息之前，回来到原来的位置。
But he had to be back.The starting point by sunset.
结果怎么样？哇，太阳要下山了，他就跑啊跑啊跑啊，走啊走啊走啊，狂奔呐、啊，到原来的起点。
So he started to hurry back, and he was back by the sunset, by the starting point.
Before the sunset, 啊，对不对？这个跑到半，他就气喘，他就倒下去了。
So he couldn't, but on his way, he was exhausted. He collapsed.
他没看到那个主人，他就呜呼哀哉了，对不对？
So he was quite sad.
他不满足。
Because he could not be satisfied.
看到吗？结果呢？想跑越多，结果最后自己倒下去了。
So he was too greedy, and he could not make it back in time.
人生除了耶稣基督以外，只有他才能够满足你，对不对
？So only Jesus can satisfy us.
啊，我们知道这太监，因为向他传福音。他腓力跟他解释之后，他回到了自己国家，完全不同了。
So the eunuch after he received the gospel went back to his home and everything changed.
你知道，当天使看到这个埃提阿伯太监他这么科目正道的时候，他心里面好焦急啊，对不对？二十六节。
In verse 6, it tells us that the angel saw this eunuch was quite anxious.
二十六节说。对腓力说：“起来，啊，向南走，往耶路撒冷的方向走，看到吗？那路是旷野路。他很期望主的心，很期望说这个埃提阿伯的太监能够明白正道。”
So in verse 6 we see that the angel told Philip to go south to the desert road to preach this person because this person is very anxious was very anxious to learn about.
这个人急切福音，急切需要明白真理。
Because he wanted to know the truth.
耶稣不能在天上，那时候他不能亲自下来，对不对
？Because Jesus probably did not could not come down from heaven himself.
天使也不能直接告诉他，对不对
？Neither could the angels.
因为语言不通啊，沟通困难。
Maybe could there be communication gap there?
只有找腓力这个人，看到吗
？So they only can.Depend on Philip to do so.
最后，腓力顺服来跟他讲解他听的信息是什么。
So Philip explained to him or preached to him the gospel.
结果他信主了。
And he believed in Jesus Christ.
把这个福音信耶稣的好处带到自个的国家，影响整个国家的人。
He brought the gospel back to his own country.
那今天我们在神的面前，我们是蒙福的人，对不对
？Today we are blessed people before God.
我们真是乐意在新的年开始。
We have a new year.
我们跟人家分享耶稣基督。
They share the gospel of Jesus.
因为耶稣能够带给你喜乐平安。
Because Jesus brought us blessings and love and peace.
带给你永生的盼望。
He brought us hope, everlasting hope.
享受赦罪的平安。
He brought us hope beyond this world.
还有盼望跟喜乐，对不对
？And he brought us love and peace.Love as well.
你听过张国荣这个 actor 这个故事吗
？Have you heard the story about the actor
张国荣？呀， yeah, 他是香港明星，对不对？啊
，He's a actor in Hong Kong.
他从很高的地方跳下来。
He jumped from the high rice building.
他不开心。
Because he wasn't satisfied.
他不快乐。你认识他吗？听过他吗？不开心。你知道他为什么自杀吗？
Why did he commit suicide?
你一定知道啊啊！因为他的所亲爱的某某人啊，离开他。
Because his beloved one left him.
想不开。
Because he could not see.
他的好朋友叫曾志伟，听过吗？真的不，这个也不需要知道太多。他的好朋友姓曾的说。
And his friend said,
那张国伟啊，他拥有别人不能拥有的东西。
He said, Mr. Chang could not have everything he wanted.
他也留下港币2亿元，他讲不得了。
He left behind about 200 million Hong Kong dollar worth of.
他说就是张国荣有的东西你未必有，他讲对的。
And then he ended committing suicide.
但是我们不要忘记，我们可以反问一句话。
But don't forget that we can always turn around.
你有的，张国荣未必有，是吧？对不对？啊。
What you have is better than what Mr. Chang has.
赦罪的平安，对不对？
We have the peace of forgiveness.
信耶稣的喜乐，对不对？
We have the joy of believing in Christ.
给我们的平安和盼望。
Because God gave us Christ and hope, love and joy and hope.
这是张国荣没有的，对不对？
This is what Mr. Chang did not have.
求主帮助我们，真的。
May God help us.
耶稣基督带给你赦罪的平安。
Because God, Jesus brings us joy.
真正的平安。
Real peace.
所以今天我们感谢神啊。
Today we thank God.
我知道有些人带领人信主很好的事情，对不对？
Today you believe in Christ and that's a good thing.
你知道在圣经里面，在使徒行传第十六章，我们小心读圣经的时候，我们会发现一个很好的事情。
So today we can also find something in the Bible.
保罗在腓立比传道的时候，第一章。
When Paul preached to the Philippians.
他到那个河边去讲道的时候。
When he went there to preach by the river.
一个女士非常专心听保罗讲道。
There was a woman who listened to him earnestly.
她心准备好了。
Her heart was prepared.
确定了她的信心，确定了她的信仰，相信耶稣基督。
He was committed to believe in Christ.
这个姐妹很爱神。
This sister loved Jesus Christ.
然后他要求保罗、希拉还有路加，别忘记啊，《使徒行传》作者，他请你到我们家去吃饭。
So she invited Paul and Silas to her home.
他怕他的前程不够影响他们。
She was afraid that they would be influenced.
你注意圣经怎么讲？注意怎么讲
？So what did she say?
如果你认为我是真信主的，看到吗？这三个字。真信主的几个字啊，真信主的，请到我的家来，看到吗？
Her invitation said, if you really believe, if you think I believe in Christ, please come to my home.
哎呀，太有意思了，真的。
This is quite meaningful.
如果你以为我是真信主的，欢迎你到我家来吃饭。
If you really believe in Christ, please come to my home.
甚或后面加句话，你是强留我们，看到吗？Force 他们要到他们家吃饭。
So she's forcing them to come to her home.
哎呀，你看到吗？真的，哎呀，太感动了，对不对？
This was quite moving.
今天我们大人信主啊。
Today, if we bring other people to come,
有些人真的信主，你知道吗？
There are people who really accepted Christ.
生命真的改变。
And their life changed.
哎呀，太好了，真的太好了。
This is quite remarkable.
受感动啊！他不是应酬你的。
This is quite moving.
他去做你的，不是说我喜欢就来，不喜欢就来，得空就来，不得空就不是的。他是真信主，有心追求的，看到吗？
They truly come to accept Christ.
太感动了。
And this is quite moving.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们像那个河边那个女士，真信主的。
Let's be like the woman by the river who really believe in Christ.
圣灵的工作太奇妙啊。
The working of the Holy Spirit.
所以新年开始，我相信我们很多目标啊。
As a new start, we must have several goals.
但是领人信主的工作放在我们心，永远放在我们心中。
But we always have to place the God in our heart.
把人带到神的面前。
Let's bring people to see God.
天上的耶稣基督看到吗？交代腓力交代的天使，他信得了满足，我们也得了满足，圣灵也得了满足。
So as we see that the Jesus sent the angels to tell Philip. to bring people, to bring joy to others people.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
我们请 Francis 祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful new beginning of the year. We ask you to bless us in the new year that we have that we have greater strength, that we have greater conviction to preach the gospel, to bring people to our church and to spread your word. We ask that you strengthen our spirit, that you always be with us as we travel and as we journey in through the new year, that all the challenges that we may face, all the problems that may come, that we know that you are with us and that we will always be walking the Christian way of life. This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.